This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
And the latest development in that issue was that it was originally put on to a small business bill, and there were hopes that it could be moved forward as being part of a small business bill that the Senate was debating. Just last week, there was an announcement that Senator Lincoln had agreed to drop that provision from the small business bill after having discussions with both Senate Majority Leader Reid as well as the White House about possibly pursuing some type of administrative avenue for providing assistance.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Senator Lincoln had released a statement where she talked about the possibility that some type of assistance or some type of vehicle administratively would be identified in the next 2 weeks. So there's potentially, hopefully, we'll see some developments in the coming days. But in terms of the specific method or the specific source of funds by which that assistance will be delivered, that has not yet been identified.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
More specifically, the language in the small business bill would have made a payment equivalent to 90% of the 09 crop direct payment to eligible producers in counties that had been declared primary disaster areas by USDA. So you had to be in a county that had a primary disaster declaration, and the producer also had to be able to certify a 5% loss on at least one crop of economic significance. So again, there were some qualifications to be eligible for those monies, but that's how the funds were specified as part of the earlier bill. So we'll have to see if it continues to hold that same form once we see more detail about the administrative channels.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The total was $42 million designated for cottonseed, so that's another part that can be a potential benefit to cotton as well.